The first exercise I'd like you to engage in during normal conversations is to test the power of eye contact and eye movements. The first thing I want you to do is, in normal conversations, begin to randomly break eye contact, but do it often, and do it in a very quick and jerky fashion. And notice how people respond to you. Then, in a different conversation, hold eye contact completely. In other words, don't blink, don't look away, don't do anything other than lock eye contact. Now, a word of advice, as you do this, project a sense of comfort, of warmth, of friendship. Use the instant rapport technique as you do this. Otherwise, the stare might become a little bit more confrontational, and you definitely don't want that. Finally, I want you to get used to be able to create a natural, what seems like a natural eye contact, but still is a very strong form of eye contact. The way to do this is to maintain eye contact, use your instant rapport technique to really project sense of comfort and friendliness. And when you've held eye contact to the point of slight discomfort, so it's a little bit longer than people would normally do it, then free to casually look away for a while and then make eye contact again. The casually looking away for a while takes the pressure off the other person so that you can continue the conversation as normal. Now here's a secret. When you take the pressure off someone, you're literally doing that. You're creating less response potential. So when you want to use eye contact as a part of a trance induction, you maintain the eye contact, and when that sort of pressure begins to build up, when people would normally look away, you keep the eye contact going. Because the only place for a person to retreat away from that pressure will be to retreat into the trance process that you're actually helping them engage in. It's a little trick of the trade that very few people talk about.